Welcome to the Action Breeds Clarity podcast. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This podcast is for those who want to weave the habit of excellence into every area of life, not by big, grand, radical actions, but by small, consistent actions done with intention. This podcast is for those who are passionate about appreciating the time we have, building a life you feel proud to call yours, and being mindful of your actions, because how you show up really does matter. This is episode 19, and it's called What's at Stake? Stats on Regret. Y'all, I am excited about this episode. I know regret isn't the most sexy topic, but man, I think people would show up a lot differently in their lives and really prioritize what's actually important and put way more effort into crafting a life and a self that they are proud of if they had some of the stuff I'm going to talk about really present in their mind. So regret is defined as a feeling of sadness, repentance, or disappointment over something that has happened or been done. And I'd like to add, or not been done. I did a super quick Google search, nothing fancy, you can do it yourself. I literally searched stats on regret, and I'm gonna read from a couple of sources that came up just on the first page. So any of the articles that I allude to here, or cite, I guess would be a better word, are going to be in the show notes. And the first one is an article from Inc.com. And it says, research shows that most people regret things they didn't do than the things they did, even if things they did turned out badly. So to my mind, that means people regret not trying. They regret not making a real effort to go after the things they are drawn to while they have the time and ability to go for it. This article continues and says, and now a new study takes the idea even further, probing the kinds of regret we have about the people we don't become, a natural extension of the actions we didn't take. It says, researchers focused on three things. Number one, our actual selves. So basically who we think we are. Number two, our ought selves. Basically who we think we should be. And number three, our ideal selves. Basically our goals, hopes, and dreams, like the traits, abilities, and accomplishments we'd like to possess. The person we'd love to be, our ideal selves. And then it goes on to say, research shows most people, as in 72% of people, feel regret related to their ideal self as opposed to their ought self. Only 28% felt regret towards the person they thought they should have been, while 72% felt regret towards not realizing their ideal self. And that 76% of participants that were asked to name their single biggest life regret said that it was an action not taken that would have helped them realize their ideal self. So that's pretty powerful in my mind and really resonates with the Action Breeds Clarity mindset of taking action that's aligned with who you ultimately want to be and the life you ultimately want to live. This article boils the most common regrets that people have down to two things. Number one, not taking action. Number two, not realizing your ideal self due to not taking action. Boom! I will link this article in the show notes for anyone who wants to read it all the way through. And so I want to continue on with my search. And the next article I got was from the Huffington Post. And this article said that 90% of people say they have a major regret about something about their lives. Okay. I'd love to know what percentage of those people are actually doing something about it though. But anyway, the article then says this quote, regret is the second most frequently mentioned emotion after love. That's kind of crazy. I'll read it again. Regret is the second most frequently mentioned emotion after love. This article has a whole section focusing on social regret, and the study that they did said that it was the largest kind of regret. But I want to cover something that I think is pretty interesting, something else from the article, and that is that they said, we regret things more when we can still make a course correction to fix a mistake, advance a goal, or better a situation. Again, this article says, we regret things more when we can still make a course correction to fix a mistake, advance a goal, or better a situation. And the article said, this is called the opportunity principle, meaning two things, and I'm quoting directly from the article. Number one, when we have a chance to make a change for the better, we feel guilt about not doing it. AKA, regret is caused by not taking action. And number two, when things feel out of our hands, we rationalize it away. So that's why they're saying that we regret things more when we still have a chance to make it right or change it or make improvements or get back after it, versus if we feel like it's completely out of our hands, then it's easier for us to rationalize it away. But we'll regret it far more if we could have done something and we chose not to. I think all of that is powerful for anyone, or all of this is to say that the most powerful thing anyone can do to combat regret is take action that's aligned with the life you most want to create. And this article actually had four suggestions to let go of regret. And the fourth suggestion was, can you guess it? To take action. I feel like I'm sensing a theme here. There are a few other cool things mentioned in this Huffington Post article that you can read. Again, I'll put all of the links in the show notes, but there is one last thing I want to point out. The article says, older people experience regret more keenly than younger people, and it hurts their health and well-being more. So if you're on the younger person side of the age spectrum and you're listening to this, this in no way is me saying that just because we have more time doesn't mean we need to worry about this. If anything, to me, this is a very real warning for us all to not wait for the timer on life to run out before we start taking action to heal our relationships, to learn to love and appreciate ourselves, to get clearer on what a life of meaning and joy looks like to each of us so we can proactively build success in all areas of life. And at the end of the day, no matter what age you are, harboring emotions like regret, guilt, shame, and anything like that has a very real impact on your health and well-being, and that impact only gets stronger with time and only gets more intense when you don't take action to correct it. If that's the only thing you take away from this entire episode, that should be it. Your health and wellness is at stake when you are harboring regret, guilt, shame. As these articles point out, regret is a very real and common emotion, but there is something each and every one of us can do about it, and that is take action. Okay, the last thing I want to say about regret is that there was this article I remember reading a long time ago, and I don't remember the original source, but I just remember it seemed to go pretty viral. It resonated with me a lot, so much so that I read it once probably and have gone back to it over the years. Like, I remember it. There were infographics I remember seeing around it. You could find it pretty much everywhere. And it was on the biggest regrets of dying people. And I don't know if this is the original article or not, but I found one article on this theme from The Guardian. And no matter where the original article comes from, this article captures the point, and I'll link it in the show notes. But This article talks about a nurse who spent several years working in a hospice facility. And if you don't know what that is, it's like a home for the sick and terminally ill, like people that don't have a chance really of getting better. And they go there to keep them as comfortable as possible before they pass away. But at that stage, people are literally on their way out. And this nurse asked and recorded the most common regrets of the dying people that she encountered, and the article covers the top five. And I want to go through them, and I have a couple of things to add about them. So the top five, according to this article, top five regrets that were most common among those who are just out of time. Number one, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. What I want to add is, I want to talk about the neglected values here. The neglected value with that regret is not honoring yourself, not taking action to build relationships and a life that feels meaningful to you. Number two, the second regret was, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Now, I personally believe in working hard, so I feel that this one needs a little bit more clarification, because there's a lot of ways to work hard to build success in all of the areas of life, like relationships, finances, fitness, even taking pride in your home and how it looks. There's work involved in all of that. But this article talks specifically about this male patient that regretted missing most of his children's youth and neglecting his spouse due to his work, which I think is a different thing than simply working hard. So to me, the neglected value here is prioritizing work over relationships. It's not organizing your life in such a way to honor and cultivate important relationships, which again is just a different kind of work. If I could reword this regret, it would, instead of it being, I wish I hadn't worked so hard, it would be something more like, I wish I had taken better care of the relationships that were most important to me. All right, moving on to the third regret from this article, which was, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. So to me, the neglected value and underdeveloped life skill here is vulnerability. Obviously, vulnerability. It's vulnerability is risking showing up as your true self. It's doing the work to know yourself well enough so you can even know how to ask for what you want from others and how to best express what your true experience is on the inside. And then being brave enough to know that some people will get you and accept you and love you as you really are, and some won't, and that's okay. It really is okay, because the alternative is living a half life as half of yourself, chronically in fear of not being accepted or liked, and essentially booking yourself a one-way ticket to Regretville. No thanks. So the fourth most common regret of the dying is, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I think this is a pretty big one, and maybe it deserves like a pretty good look. And I see way too many people who care about their adult friendships and do literally nothing to stay in touch or cultivate that relationship. Nothing. To me, the neglected value here is taking ownership over your part in the relationships. Relationships that are healthy are a two-way street, and it must be nurtured by both sides. So this is a regret so many young adults are already living, because it's like after you leave grade school and after you leave college, it requires a little more effort to stay in touch because you're not going to the same place with the same people all the time. And yes, life gets busier. We all have more responsibilities on our plate, but a quick, how are you doing? Let's chat. Let's catch up soon text or phone call even goes a long way. And you know what goes even farther than that is actually showing up to catch up, and not just saying it with no intention of ever setting a date or just letting it slip through the cracks, or being that person who typically flakes out on the other person because of whatever. Happy and healthy friendships don't just happen by accident. Neither do happy and healthy any kind of relationship. It happens because both people put in some time and effort to keep the relationship alive. I think this sucks that this is one of the most common regrets of the dying, when we all have it within our power to not have this regret. And I feel like a lot of people are contributing to their own loneliness by not taking ownership over their part of the relationship. Now, this doesn't go for every single context, so don't get me wrong, but I just know, at least in my personal life, and I've heard from lots of other friends that I stay in touch with, a lot of people are just really bad at staying in touch. And I'm willing to bet those people are really lonely too. And like I said, a lot of young adults are already living this regret. They're already on the path to create more of it. And like I said earlier, your regrets only get stronger with time and only get more intense due to lack of action. So, I mean, this doesn't mean you have to talk to that person every single day or even every single week, even every single month, but it does mean that if you care about a relationship, it's important to commit to putting in some effort so that this doesn't become a regret that you have. And the last regret that was listed in this article was, I wish I had let myself be happier. And I want to read exactly what the article says about this one. The article says, this is a surprisingly common one. Many did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They had stayed stuck in old patterns and habits. The so-called comfort of familiarity overflowed into their emotions as well as their physical lives. Fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content, when deep within, they longed to laugh properly and have silliness in their life again. I find this regret particularly sad. The neglected values here are most likely gratitude for who you are and what you have while you have it. It's putting in a little work to unlearn those old patterns and habits that taught you to abandon yourself or not love yourself, or taught you that you weren't good enough and that you needed whatever from the outside to really be happy, when in reality, happiness is your natural state. And happiness can be as simple as waking up, looking at yourself in the mirror, and smiling because you genuinely love the person staring back at you. But yes, for most of us, it does take some consistent action to get to that point. But it's possible. And that's why I just think people should do whatever they can so that this isn't the future that they're looking at. All right, that's all I have on regret today. I hope this really drives home what is at stake for you, your relationship with yourself and others and your life, when this stuff isn't taken seriously. And I'll do a really short recap before I end, but what we talked about was basically, and very unfortunately, most people die with a lot of regret. Regret is the second most common emotion after love. Regret happens because action is not taken to go after what you truly want so you can realize your ideal self and your vision of what a successful life looks like for you. People typically feel more regret when they have a chance to make changes for the better, and they feel guilt around not doing that, meaning regret is caused by not taking action. As we like to say at Action Breeds Clarity, the antidote to regret is wholehearted participation in your life. That means showing up for yourself and taking action on the things that mean the most to you while you can. I will catch you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can be notified when a new episode is posted. Like and review this podcast and share it with your friends so they can follow along too as we all take action together each month. Plus, that's added accountability for you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you choose to invest in yourself, take action even if you don't feel ready, and build a life you're proud to have through consistent and intentional action, because how you show up really matters. Lastly, make sure you visit actionbreedsclarity.com to get your free resources. I'll see you in the next episode.